place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout...
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone. Cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these digital scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler, rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need the CD media, they only annoy, cause the only ones that want to scrap ain't ever deployed.
All right, you are listening live on the Republic Broadcast Network. This is Lone Lantern Radio. I am your host and founder of the Lone Lantern Society of this great Republic of America, Gary Franchi. Just want to let you know the new site has gone live, and you can check it out at lonelantern.org. I encourage you to plug into the forums by clicking on the forums link on the left side of the page. Likewise, our chat room is up and running. Our friendly internet neighborhood friends are chatting away, conversing about the drama that is in the air this fine Monday evening. So get over there, lonelantern.org/chat. Just a reminder, also, our gear shop is open, the Lone Lantern Gear Shop. If you want to help support the Lone Lantern Society of America, if you want to see the show continue operating, if you want to see us be able to send out care packages at no cost to people across this country, care packages that include DVDs and shirts and pamphlets and papers and information, please support us. We need your help. We can't do it alone. Visit our gear shop, gear.lonelantern.org. We've got T-shirts, we've got hats, we've got coffee mugs, all kinds of just stuff that will help support our organization, the Lone Lantern Society of America. We need your help. Can't do it alone. Remember this also. I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here for you to follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. We got a lot to talk about tonight, so I'm going to catch you back on the flip side. Stay tuned. RBN Live, blowing out your speakers.
U.S. imperialism once and for all.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
My friends, my countrymen, my fellow Americans,
do you believe
we cannot trust our government anymore.
Do you believe your neighbors?
It is up to us. It is up to us as Americans to rely on each other for support. Despite all opposition, all roadblocks, we must stick together. That is where the Lone Lantern Society stands. We want to be the glue that holds everyone together. I don't care if your favorite network is this one or that one or another one or who your favorite host is. Personally, I don't care. But what you need to care about is this country. Okay? You know, we've got a special quote tonight. And the winner of the quote will get a free Lone Lantern Special Edition Freedom to Fascism DVD shipped to them via the United States Postal Service. Yes. So get this answer right. Get the quote. We'll send you out a free DVD. The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. persons who call in with the answer to that question will get the Lone Lantern Special Edition AFTF DVD. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. So give us a call. We're going to send you out a free DVD to the first person who gets that answer right. The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. So, what's going on right now? To tell you the truth, I don't even know. I didn't even know I was going to have a show tonight. But you know what? We just move forward. We keep marching on. I got a phone call last night from a friend who told me there was a letter posted at the RBN website. So what am I supposed to do? Like I just said, move forward with the greater goal. It's not my place to step into the middle. It's not my place to take sides. I personally have a war to fight. The issues that have come to surface do not concern me, and they do not concern you. There are a lot of great hosts on this network. There are a lot of great hosts on all kinds of networks. What's more important is that you focus on the greater goal, getting the information of truth to your fellow Americans and waking them up to the cause that our Constitution is in dire crisis, that our rights are being taken by corrupt politicians and lobbyists, that our freedoms of speech are being quelled by these media corporations who are not doing their job. People at the mainstream press, they're not reporting what is really taking place in this country. Obviously more concerned with when Britney Spears drops her baby or doesn't know how to wipe the child when he's dirty. It's more important for them to report that than to report what's really going on. That's not freedom of the press. Yeah, that's just freedom of garbage. And I just focus on the greater goal, my friends. Life is all about how you choose to react to a situation. Did you freak out? Do you shut down? Do you give up? Do you stand up, brush yourself off, and move on? Or do you take sides? Think about that. Life is all about how you choose to react. You can choose to ignore it. And as a matter of fact, when I was a young child, and, my name's Gary, right? And, some kids in when I was growing up in school, they called me names. They made fun of me. They made fun of my name. But you know what? It only served to create the character that I am today. But I would come home, and I'd be all teary-eyed, and all the kids are making fun of me, and I'd walk up to my father, and he'd say, don't worry about those kids. Just ignore them. And then sometimes when the size and scope of the problem just gets too overwhelming to ignore, it comes back to the decision on how you decide to react. And one of the hardest things for me to do in this whole thing is remain neutral. I don't mean on people involved here. Being a new host on a network, I feel as I have been thrust into a feud that began before I was even aware of either network or even aware of the truth about 9/11 for that matter. Like I said, I didn't even know about the network show tonight. All I need to see is that the healing takes place because there is a greater fight at hand here. And the power elite must be wringing their dirty little fists right now, enjoying the feuding and chaos that's going on in the Patriot movement. While scientists and researchers feud over their theories on how towers came down and networks attack each other, who really suffers in all this? In the end, it is America that suffers. The people who suffer. I suffer. You suffer. There's only one group that stands to gain, and that's the global elite, the New World Order. I want to know, how do you feel about all this tonight, these unfolding things? I mean, what are you going to do to move forward? Personally, I don't need all the drama. I just want to run the organization
I want to see people get plugged in and network and realize that we can join forces and take back our great country. That's what the Lone Lantern Society is here for. We want to serve as a conduit for people to communicate. I mean, it blew me away. Just the other day, we went live with this new site. We just went live with a new site, and we had over 150 people sign up at our forum. It was like we just got hit with a tidal wave. People want to plug in. People want to be connected. People want to be a part of something. I hope as you're sitting there, you may not even know what I'm talking about. You know, you may not even know about any of this unfolding drama. You may not even know the state of the nation. You may just be, you know, flipping through channels or surfing through your Winamp streams. Well, our country's in crisis. 9/11 was perpetrated by members of within our own government. Patriot Act is eviscerating our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. Surveillance cameras being put up in every street corner. The mayor of my own city, Mayor Daley, here in Chicago, Illinois, travels to Israel. I don't know why. I can only speculate because he wants to learn their security practices. I mean, this country is in dire crisis. And drama is unfolding. Drama's unfolding, the Patriot movement, drama's unfolding all around. We need to move forward. Please visit lonelantern.org, click on the forums, register at the site, communicate with the other members there. We've created this place so that you can do something. So often the question is raised, what can I do? Once you become aware of this information, people say, what can I do about it? I'm so helpless. This monolithic structure, this government, New World Order, this North American Union is just too much to take on. Well, you know, Samuel Adams said, it takes, what did he say? I got it right here. He said, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate and tireless minority, keen to set brush fires in the people's minds. Remember that statement? It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate and tireless minority, keen to set brush fires in the people's minds. And you know what I say? I say now is the time to set the fires in the mind. Joining forces, joining hands, joining resources, communicating. You know what we did over the weekend? We had about, I'd say somewhere between 400 and 500 blank DVDs. We took them out to the street. Actually, we took him to David Lynch was giving a Q&A after his new film, Inland Empire, over there at the Music Box on Southport Avenue over here in Chicago. And we decided that we would just burn DVDs. I got someone had posted in the forum. This is how beautiful this whole system is. Someone sent me a private message in the forum. They said, this is what's going on. This is what we should do. Immediately, I called them back. We started planning and organizing. This is only days before David Lynch came to Chicago. We were up and ready and organized within just a few days. So this is why we want you to get plugged into the forum at lonelantern.org so that you can have this quick action response when something happens in your town. There's so many things. You know, overnight I was watching a film that a close friend of mine gave me, a film about Walmart. Walmart, what is it? The high cost of low price. And I had seen the information in that film before. Adulation and orgiastic triumph. But watching it again brought it all back to me. We're going to come back on the flip side of this break. It does not matter. The winner of the quote your calls, and the Republic Broadcast Network moving forward.
All that is needed is that a state.
See you on the flip side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, health care organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time,
we are back. We are broadcasting live. That's right, live on the Republic Broadcast Network. This is Lone Lantern Radio. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to move? How are you going to move forward? How are you going to take back this country? Forget about the drama. Forget about all that. You know, like there's a little old song, save the drama for your mama. That's right. Do it. Move forward. Take back this country. Okay? I was talking about the high cost or low price Walmart film. And it was just a heartbreaking movie. And I had always suspected that Walmart was like this megalithic structure, you know, this just corporate fascist, you know, state within a state. You know, these are some other things we need to stand up against. You know, we need to bring the truth about 9/11 to the foreground. We need to expose these corporate fascists for who they are. And you know, that's what we're going to do. That's what the Lone Lantern Society is about. We have so many things to work with. RFID, exposing the truth about RFID, you know, bringing information to the foreground, and like I said at the beginning of the show, it's all on how you react to it. Okay, it's all on how you react to the information. If you are presented with facts and you say, "Oh, oh, there's nothing I can do. I'm just one person. I'm helpless. No. Scratch that thought from your mind. Okay? This organization is composed up of hundreds, if not thousands, of people across this country working in tandem to restore this country. And, you know, this is totally wild, and I'm very, very proud and pleased to go ahead and say that over the weekend, actually it was last night, I get an email. Okay, someone posts in our forum, or actually someone had posted at 911blogger.com, that a newspaper in India has decided to, or actually it's not the newspaper, it was posted in the newspaper, but one of the largest social movements in India has now joined with our organization, the Lone Lantern Society, in challenging the theory of the terrorist attack on a World Trade Center. We are currently in the process of reaching out to this group. I cannot pronounce the name of this movement. I'm probably going to butcher it pretty bad, but it's Azadi Bakado Andolan. Azadi Bakado Andolan. The Hindu, which is the largest national paper in India, printed that this movement has joined forces with us, and the leader of this organization, Mr. Dixit, actually said at a press conference that, he said here that the U.S. government had installed strategic explosives on the floors of the Twin Towers, and it blew up the buildings when the aircrafts were about to hit them. Mr. Dixit said the Lone Lantern Society, comprising of independent researchers and peace activists, had gathered evidence to prove that 880 detonators were used to demolish the Twin Towers. Well, they were referring to an article on our website that we had actually copied from another, but we are very proud to have the alliance with this organization while we are reaching out to Mr. Dixit. Now, I believe we do have a caller on the line. Dave in Chicago, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Gary. How you doing?
Doing excellent. Dave, you were with us this weekend, I believe. This is the right Dave, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You were with us this weekend when we went to the David Lynch.
Yeah, the movie premiere.
Yeah, how many people would you say were out there? I mean, it was a cold, cold night.
Yeah, I mean, we got there a few minutes later than you, but the deadline was reaching around the corner. I mean, they actually bent around the corner.
Would you say, like, at least, probably 300 or 400 people?
Yeah, at least, yeah. And what was it, like, some people were out there since, like, 5 o'clock, too?
Yeah, there were people out there had... apparently, some of the first people in line had been waiting since 5 o'clock to get the best seat in the house because, you know, David Lynch was going to be giving a Q&A after the show. Now, your family is so dedicated to getting the truth out to the American people. You know, one of the strongest arms that we have in this organization. How many DVDs did you and your family put together just for this action alone?
Yeah, we brought 200 ourselves to this DVD distribution.
No, you were going to say?
Yeah, and then I was going to say, I believe you brought, another 150, 200 yourself. And then Mark brought some himself as well.
So we had roughly, I'm guessing, somewhere between 400 and 500.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Somewhere around there, though, yeah.
Yeah. And then... our friend Brian Markey, went out to D.C., and you were able to supply him with 500 DVDs for that big protest out there, weren't you?
Yeah. We made 500 copies for him to bring out there, which, you know, if we had more time and more money, we could have done a lot more, because I heard there was hundreds of thousands of people out there.
Dave, we're coming up on a break. Stay with us through the break. And we're going to talk more about the action on the flip side.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is- You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention, because they are ignoring us, they're ignoring the anti-war movement, they're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
Welcome back. Yes, it's true. We can't trust our government anymore. Put your faith in your fellow Americans. Put your faith in God and stand up. And let's take back this country for what our forefathers have bled and died for. Dave, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, Dave. So you were able to put together about 200 or so for the David Lynch action, and you put another 500 together. If people wanted to support the DVD distribution actions that we have, Dave, you've got the Lone Lantern email. What is it? It's Biggs, right? Biggs@LoneLantern.org?
Yeah, Biggs@LoneLantern.org.
Okay, send Biggs@LoneLantern.org. Shoot him an email, and you know, Dave and his family are so dedicated to getting the truth out. Send him an email, and see if you can help him out financially. They've been putting a lot of money into this, their own personal finances, to get these DVDs made, and it's only fitting that we work all together to get these things. Continue to support their family, to support the organization, and to keep moving. Dave, stay on the line. I believe we also have Bob. Bob is calling in from Chicago as well. Bob, are you there?
Bob? What's going on?
Hey, Bob, how are you? Dave, you still there too? Dave?
Not there.
Okay, well, Bob, I think Dave's going to be coming back in a second. Now, you were out there with us. And,
yes, I was.
And how did you feel the people were reacting to, you know, just handing out, giving away free stuff and talking about 9/11?
Well,
how do you feel?
I think it was all right that night because we could be like, you know, David Lynch has made some comments about 9/11. So now that you're going to see a David Lynch movie and you're into this stuff, why don't you check out these free DVDs that have something to do with 9/11? Tell you what, you know, an alternate version of what happened that day. We have the official version, then we have what really happened. You know, I don't put it like that. You know, this is a different version of events, you know. I just want to make sure you guys get both sides of the story. Because if you come over there and you're like, hey, this is the truth, you automatically kind of like, you know, rub them the wrong way, and I don't want anything to do with you. So I find that, you know, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm not trying to push anything on you, but you need to be informed, you know. So here's another story, another example of what could have happened that day, and you should check this out so you can say you've seen, you've heard both sides, and you can make it. And
you know what?
What's up?
You make a good point, and when you come at someone with guns blazing, blasting at them, saying, we know the truth about 9/11. We know it was an inside job. And then you start, people do have a tendency to say, put their hand up and push you away and say, look, I don't want to have anything. I don't want to know about what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just standing in line here going to see a movie by my favorite director. Get away from me.
Exactly, you know?
You really do have to present the case. You got to make it digestible.
Exactly. You don't want to talk. I mean, if you call it, you know, y'all, they might even have to chew. They're like, fuck it. You know, they're not going to want to have anything to do with you. You know, so if they even want to even ask about what the movie is, you know, usually it's a quick, no, I don't want it, or they'll just take it. No questions asked, you know?
Go ahead.
I had a few people would stop and go, okay, what is this movie about? And then you could kind of explain, kind of going through the whole thing about, you know, this is about 9/11. This is a side of the story that the media hasn't talked about, you know, that our government hasn't discussed. And I just want to, you know, just make sure that people are informed about what's going on. And then people usually, I find, react better to that. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll check it out. And they're even, like, thankful. Like, okay, thank you for the information, you know. So, but then the other side of the coin is, you kind of get treated like you're passing out flyers. So as soon as people see you coming up to them with stuff in your hand, they automatically like, no. And you could be like, this is free. And they'd be like, no. It's like they don't even hear the word free. And sometimes you have to repeat it like 3 or 4 times. It's free. It's a free DVD. Are you sure you don't want it? And they're like, oh, it's free? And then they may take it, you know. So that happened a lot that night too. But most people, once you mention the whole David Lynch connection, they would kind of take it. I think
What's that?
I said, I think things went well that night in regards to passing out DVDs.
You know, I think it really showed. I mean, it was freezing out. I mean, it was snowing down. But, you know, we had our volunteers out there. I think we had at least, there must have been at least 10 of us out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you came up on your bike and then you know, Morgan came out, and who else?
Conti, and you know, Paz and his dad, and there were quite a few people out there.
Yeah, I mean, we braved the cold. You know, I mean, people's fingers were freezing. We did take video of it. We're going to get that up on the site as soon as I can get the editing completed. But, you know, no matter if it's snowing out, we need to make the appropriate sacrifices to get the truth to the people.
That's what I'm saying. And like, as a matter of fact, I actually, the universe works in funny ways. I got a free ticket. Somebody just gave me a ticket to go into the movie. So I watched it. Not sure how I felt. But afterwards, I had a Q&A with David Lynch. So I was like, well, this is my opportunity. So I kind of went up to the microphone. I was like, yeah, you know, David, I like your movies and all, but, you know, I have a question that's kind of that's a little off topic. It's like, so, you know, I heard that you were on the Alex Jones show and that you questioned the official version of 9/11. Could you comment on that? You know, so, you know, he took it pretty well. He's like, you know, we're here to talk about Inland Empire, but I will say this. There are many mysteries in life. 9/11 is one of them. And people just started laughing. And you know, I was just like, hey.
So that's how you answered it. You actually got in there. You actually got in there, got up to the microphone, and asked him.
Yeah.
And he said,
he said 9/11 is a great mystery.
Great mystery. Well, you know, at least by him saying that, he's not accepting the official story, hook, line, and sinker. He's saying
exactly.
The official story is even a mystery.
Yeah,
you know?
And I appreciate it, because he didn't have to say anything. I was just like, well, I'll try. He could have been like, well, I'm not going to talk about that now at all. And then you know, that would have been it. But he did address it. And I felt like that was good, because then people in the audience who got the DVDs were kind of like, okay, all right. So he questions 9/11. Maybe I should start questioning too and start doing some research, you know. So
you know what? That's fascinating that you were actually able to get in there. You know, if someone gave you a free ticket to the show. You stand there. You ask the question, which you know you addressed it to him while we were outside passing out all the DVDs to the people who were sitting in the theater right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it all worked in tandem together. I mean, like there was a big like this big circle of just truth and energy and like you know positive. Positive things going on in there.
Yeah,
it all worked. It all worked together. So I guess people would call those synchronicities or something.
That's what I call them. You know.
You know, some synchronicities were working on there, and I really truly hope that some of those people go out there and they watch the films that are on those on that DVD, and decide to start thinking for themselves. And that's what it comes back to. We're not here to push. I mean, obviously, we have our own agenda. We have our own belief in what we think happened. But it comes down to the individual to make that decision for themselves on what it is they want to believe.
I'm very glad you said that, because that's what's going to separate us from, the media and stuff. You know, we're not saying, this is the truth, this is the truth. Like, please, just think about it. Look at both sides. Look at both sides of the coin and think about it. Make up your own mind. You don't have to agree with us, but just think. Think for yourself, you know, and... That's all I want. Just think about it. You know what I mean?
And don't live inside this bubble where, you know, you just take everything that you accept as this, you know, safe alternative to truth because it's, you know, coming across the mainstream news lines and, you know, it's got flashy graphics and sounds and, you know, it feels good, it tastes good, so it must be good. You know, that's really not the attitude we need to keep here. I mean, you heard the term before, the truth hurts, you know, and it does hurt.
It certainly does.
When it hits you back in the face, and then that bubble of is broken. But, you know, that's, again, where we as an organization want to stand and help that person off the ground once the truth has hit them so hard and they've fallen and they just don't know where to go. They feel stunned. They're shocked. They don't know how to handle it. But, you know... These networks of truth seekers across the country, with Lone Lantern Society organization, within different truth groups, but all across the country, you know, we need to reach out to those people, and we need to make ourselves available at all times to those people to help dust them off and help them move forward in the face of any opposition.
Yeah, I agree. That's
so,
what we're here to do, man.
Thank you so much for calling in. Gear up because, you know, we've got a lot. 2007 is going to be a big year for the Lone Lantern Society, for 9/11 truth, for all the groups in general, because, you know, we do have in 08, the Real ID is going to be taking effect.
And that's when it's, you know, then it's time to draw your line in the sand, unfortunately. You don't have a lot of time, you know, so it's like this is a big year. 2007 is going to be a really big year. I feel it in so many ways.
We need to push for this Real ID to be rejected in every single state across the country And the federal government is going to try and push up and bribe all these states by giving them federal funding or saying they're going to take away federal funding if they don't accept it. But, you know, we need to remind those politicians in power that we are the ones in control of the situation, that we are the people, that they are the servants, and they answer to us. They're American citizens just like us. There's no different. They bleed like we bleed. And they need to be reminded that we're the ones in control.
I agree.
So, Bob, thank you for calling. We've got a couple other callers on the line. Fred in Philly, are you with us tonight?
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Fred. How are you tonight?
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, you asked us if there's anything very important you think that we should bring up about the state of affairs, and I think that there's something happening that people are ignoring, even with all these splashy issues out there. I think this is just as important. The process of media monopolization that will be allowed by that will be basically blessed or allowed by the FCC is something that is going to come up again. And I had been looking on C-SPAN, and I noticed that there are these think tanks that are just flooding television and public affairs shows, coming on and saying that because of technology and because of all these other reasons that they won't go into, were made clear that they should be granted the ability to monopolize all the media in a geographic area.
Well, you know what? Those mainstream media outlets, seriously, like, this is something that I want to help coordinate, okay? And someone had dropped this idea on me a little while ago, and I think it really is time for us to take a real aggressive stance.
Let me
finish my point here. And what it is that if anyone out there listened to this broadcast, whether you listen to the refeed, whether you listen to it on an MP3 or you listen to it live, search and find out all of the media heads, okay, their corporate heads, the CEOs, what their names are, what their home addresses are, even where their kids go to school. Call it crazy. But you know what? Until we stand out on those people's front lawns with our picket signs and let them know that we know what they're up to, they're going to keep doing it. And it is our right to gather peaceably and assemble, even if it's in the suburb, even if it's on someone's public sidewalk. We have that right. So I encourage everyone out there to seek out the criminal corporate scumbags that are destroying this country. Okay, it's not just the politicians who are in their pockets, okay? You can stand on their front lawns, too. But I'm telling you, seek out these corporate fascist scumbag pigs.
But Gary,
post their addresses on our site, and we're going to take action.
Gary, I think that maybe in addition to what you're talking about, which I'm not familiar with, that method, I think we can very effectively occupy these FCC commission hearings. They were actually occupied before, and they were successful in making sure the FCC did not vote the wrong way. And
so you're saying, see, you actually get into those committee meetings, and
it was successful. There was maybe 800 people into a room that wasn't even built to hold that many, and they were very, very, very mindful of the fact that people were not going to allow. And by the way, there was more than 3 million letters that the FCC received, more than any government agency has ever received on any one issue. The more than 3 million letters that have been that were received by the FCC.
What issue was that?
And there were also a string of court decisions striking down what they were trying to do. And I think that the problem is that these people who are trying to get this vote again, and they said on this program, on C-SPAN, this one guy from the Progress and Freedom Foundation, I think that's what it was called, but he said that he let it slip out that he thought that they now had 3 votes, and it's only a 5-member commission. So we're talking about a critical time to stop the changing a rule that will protect people from having more than one, to keep much more than one media outlet in a market. You can't have all the TV and all the radio and all the print media gobbled up by
these. No, that's not freedom of speech. That's monopoly of speech. Okay, and that's exactly what our founding fathers wrote into the Constitution.
And I want to ask you this though, Gary.
We do have another caller on the line, but
okay. Was that Thomas Jefferson?
Who said that quote?
Yeah.
No, it was not Thomas Jefferson. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was not.
Do you have other callers?
Yes, we have one more caller on the line, and the quote was, "The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all." Okay, I'll tell you right now, I'll give you guys all a clue. It's in the more recent past that this individual
Gets one try?
I'll give you another. Go ahead.
Dwight David Eisenhower.
I'm sorry, that is not the right answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to come back on the flip side. Ron in Texas, I hope you're still there hanging on patiently. We're going to get to you after this break. We'll see you on the flip side, Lone Lantern Radio, Republic Broadcast Network Live.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Yeah, we're back. Lone Lantern Radio, Gary Franchi here on the Republic Broadcast Network. That's right, we're live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are blasting out across the airwaves, coming right through your speaker into your head. That's right, planting seeds of truth so that we can take back this republic. I believe we still have a Ron in Texas. Are you on the line, Ron?
Hey, I'm aboard here, Gary. Good.
Hello, Ron. How are you? We've only got a couple minutes left in the show.
I'm watching the clock.
All right.
Yeah, I'm an old broadcaster. Actually, I have a broadcast from my phone here. Yeah, I want to just throw out a few ideas. You're talking about speaking to people and getting responses. I've been in sales for a bunch of years, and the other side of me, I was a professional physicist for about 40 years, and the sales has been, in a way, really important last few years. It's been very important, continues, but I've added on the technical end of that area. So I've been working a lot in the 9/11 area. The thing about getting, what I have found out from the sales experience, I've been in sales for 20 years, is that handing out cards or DVDs or whatever it is to people that don't have any interest at all is just a big waste of time. That's my experience. It may not be yours. The deal is you want to get it to as many as possible. What I normally try to do is make a quick friend. And not be so obvious. I'm trying to, you know, wait so I can jump upon that person and then shove a DVD in their hands. What I basically do is I get something going. It sometimes takes a little while. If I see just a little bit of, I see brightness in the person, got to be bright, got to be kind of current, and it could be anybody, you know, it could be anybody at all, but current and interested and a twinkle in their eyes, some energy. And then I just throw curiosity statements out, you know. Like I spoke to one person, and it was an engineer. I said, you know, I wonder if you could give me an answer. I'm a physicist, but you're an engineer. You're practical, right? And then I went to think of the falling of the buildings. And I took him through that in a sequence of, you know, how could that be? I said to him, man, that's really weird, isn't it?
No, yeah.
And you make
a really good point.
Go ahead. It's really effective. Because now he started asking me questions, and what I did is I said, you know, I've been working on something, but you probably wouldn't be interested. And then I got back talking to him about whatever he was talking about. And then he said to me, well, what do you have? And I said, oh, I have a website. My website is libertycalling.com. I said, I've got a few things out. You may want to check it out, but you may not have time to do that. Just do it. Give me a note, you know, sometime if you like to do that. That's all I did. He wrote back to me. He was scared out of his mind.
You know, I think that's a really good idea. And, you know, sometimes hitting someone full force with the truth, you're going to turn someone off. But when you plant these questions and you come at somebody like, you say, oh, you know, I just want to get your opinion on something. I stumbled across this and, you know, I know your field is this and that, but maybe you could help me understand what I'm looking at.
That's
here.
That's exactly what I did. And so it's a question. There's a thing I learned from somebody else much wiser than I said. The guy said, if you ever want to get a long-time sale, short-time sales are quick. You can do quick closes and you're gone. But if you want to develop, say, a network marketing team or develop a stream of customers, what you got to do is you got to work the process of know me, like me, trust me. You got to do that. And what it amounts to, you got to make a friend. That's really what it amounts to. And you can do it pretty quickly if you just ask the right questions and are really honest about it.
Ron,
you're curious.
Calling anyway. About the show, I want to thank you so much for calling in. That was some really good information.
Okay.
And, you know, consider all the drama. Don't worry about it. We're going to move forward. We're going to press on. We've got a war to fight here, and it's a war for truth, and it's a war for America. So remember this. I'm not here to make you a follower or for you to follow me. I am here to make you a leader among the people. And as a friend of mine said when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. It's Gary Franchi, LoneLantern.org, Republic Broadcast Network. See you next week.